Thank you.
Oh, well, your voice is incredible. And you've got a very distinctive voice as well.
Thank you.
It's really, really lovely. I love that rasping sound. And that's just a natural...
When you started
singing. Even when you were younger, was that
Funny thing is that when I was younger, when I went did a lot of busking and was singing constantly, I actually got nodules. So I had probably the worst thing a vocalist can get. And I had speech therapy and everything and got rid of them naturally. And it taught me so much about my voice, which, I mean, obviously it's really helpful now when I teach it. But it taught me when not to get pushed too hard, when not to be too raspy. And I think it's lovely. But nowadays I am a bit more relaxed. If something comes out that way, it's nice to just let it happen, I think.
So how do you start the songwriting process? Are you somebody that's always noting stuff down, or do you start on the piano or guitar, or is it different every time?
I think songwriting can change a lot. Like when you're younger and you first discover this idea of being able to write a song and write lyrics down, I think you have a lot less of a filter. And I think when I was younger, I would almost write too many lyrics. It would almost be like raps, and they would come to me just randomly throughout the day. But unfortunately and fortunately, when you learn more and more about music, it can limit your creativity because you know exactly what you're doing, especially when it comes to writing chords for it. And if you try and start a chord sometimes, it's the worst thing because it just limits you. If you start with an idea about something and a melody and just try and sing it out straight away, that's often when songs get written best. It's difficult. I wouldn't say I'm the best lyrically. I feel like there's so many people who have like notes upon notes of lyrics, and that's just not me. I would say maybe I'm a bit more musical orientated. But I mean, those two songs and Lost in the Air was one that did. It's so cliche, but I've said it so far to people that it did just come out. I did just play it, and it just was a story from start to finish. But that's how I write them. I mean, if it comes to me, it comes to me. If not, then I go a bit more methodical. But recently, I go out for walks and I just write notes, even if they don't make musical or lyrical sense just yet. I get that bit of literature out into the open, and then I might put it to some music.
As you just said about, it just came to you, Lost in the Air. I ask musicians this: do you ever feel sometimes a song is gifted to you from the universe because it seems to come through so quickly? It's almost like you didn't write it. Do you have that experience?
I didn't have to try. I mean, same with North Hill. Didn't have to try too hard. It did come. And there's other songs, even some of the songs I've released, such as one called 365, another one called Fallen For You, where they are, simplistically and lyrically, they're quite simple kind of pop-esque songs. But I had to try so hard to get the words to fit, to rhyme and sound sonically okay. I agree. Some songs do just come to you, and it's just a bit of a gift.
And as you said, you've probably got songs already on the computer at home that you go, I'm going to finish that one day because it's annoying me. Yeah. And you go, so do you ever leave anything alone, or are you forever going in there and going, I'll just go in and have a little fiddle about with that track again?
I feel like that for the last few years, that's what I've been doing with each release. You know, they've been happening every year and a half, that it's just kind of like, right, now Lost in the Air is done, I'll go finish another really old idea as well. That's kind of how it is. But I think that happens a lot as well when you produce your own music. You know, you kind of think, oh, it's not good enough right now. And it's hard to be inspired all the time, isn't it? So sometimes it's best to leave things and then come back to them.
Now, what's going to be next for you? Have you got an EP? Is there an album? Are you going to be doing a mini tour? What's the plan sort of the rest of this year into 2026?
Be going back to teaching in September. Back to work. But no, I think the plan is definitely to try and gig a bit more. Try and gig those originals a bit more. I did some great gigs for Bright Nights. They do some events in London, and they're lovely, super intimate, suited for what I do. But I think the mini goal, when you kind of hear it here first, is to return back to a band. Have even just a bass player and a drummer behind me would be a lovely dream. If it could all be organised, you know, with not too much stress and rehearsals, that'd be great. But I am playing this Sunday in London. I can't remember the name of the place, but it's in Soho.
That's always helpful.
It's in Soho. But the people running it is Sappho Music Group. If you just type in Sappho Music Group, They're doing a showcase this Sunday in Soho. Only two songs, but it's good to get lost in the air out there again. And is there another one?
You're doing Hotbox are you at all?
I haven't done Hotbox at all yet.
Oh, you need to do Hotbox.
I know. But I used to play down there when there was Asylum there. Do you remember Asylum?
No.
And I used to get confused if they were the same venue, but I don't think they are. But the plan is to maybe have another release up my sleeve. I don't want to give too much away, but this time around, I didn't just prepare one song and then disappear. There may be some others, is all I'll say. And I think this time I'm sticking around for a bit longer rather than disappearing. I'm enjoying already the interactions again, and connecting with new people and people resonating with my music. It's not out yet, bearing in mind. I've already had people say they love it. They can't wait to add it to their playlist, which is great. So I think that encourages me. Once I see a better response, it shouldn't be the only reason, but once I see a better response, I'm like, oh, you know what? I'll push a bit harder. I'll try and get that creative stuff, you know. So the plans are the showcase and maybe another song. Who knows?
You don't have to answer this, but somebody in the chat room said, is Harry Cash the real name?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, you can get stuffed. That is a really cool name. And it is his real name. So bad luck if you were hoping he was going to say it something like Robertson or something like that. Before we play the last song, we're going to do a quick fire round.
Okay.
So here we go. Beer or wine?
Beer.
Night out with friends or night in with girlfriend?
Night in. Save myself there.
Yeah, exactly. Curry or Chinese?
Oh, Chinese.
Flash car or flash guitar?
Flash guitar.
What guitarist, either living or dead, would you love to jam with?
Oh, Prince.
Writing happy songs or sad songs?
Oh, sad songs.
Dancing on the beach or dancing in the rain?
On the beach.
Football stadium or racetrack?
Oh, football stadium.
What team do you support?
Arsenal.
At the end of a long gig, are you, no, I won't play another song, or are you, yeah, let's do this?
I'm going to I'd happily play another song.
Yeah, it depends how long you've been on stage. If you've been on stage for about 3 hours, they go, oh, can't you do another one? You're like, look, I've been playing for 3 hours, I'm going home. Luckily with you, though, you've only got to take the guitar.
Yeah.
If you're not playing the drums, So it's an easy sort of like out, yeah, you're gone.
Yeah. It's often an Oasis track, isn't it? You know, so everyone's singing along.
Yeah.
I have my own teaching company, Vigo. Yeah, I've been teaching a long time now. I started teaching when I was about 18.
Yeah.
Doing one-to-one lessons. And it's so rewarding. I recently did like a little rock school for kids as well.
Oh, brilliant.
Where they came to the studio and played a few songs. So it is a nice job to be in. And yeah. I do find it rather easy. So it's not very... The only stressful thing is admin, but...
And you teach all age groups, do you? Or is it
just
mentioned?
All age groups. Brilliant. Yeah, the oldest I've taught was 75.
Guitar, piano...
Piano, guitar, bass, drums. Oh, singing, yes.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, you can do all of them.
The whole band.
Yeah, bring your whole band down. Get them taught correctly from the beginning.
Teacher William DeFerris in South Woodham.
Yep.
I'm going to be starting at Mayflower in September as well, which is the school I used to go to.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And I've also taught at the primary school I used to go to. Oh. Down and over the road from me. So.
Was there any teachers there that remembered
there
you?
Still, some of them were still there. It was such a weird feeling.
Yeah.
And
just hanging around in the teacher's lounge. Yeah, whatever.
and a few other local schools too, Grays area, that kind of area. Primary schools on a Monday. They all love it. It's great.
Brilliant. And if you want to support Harry, you will be able to find him on Spotify, across socials, and hopefully on Bandcamp as well. Any likes for social media, Harry Cash, you'll find him absolutely everywhere.